There was a darker brown stain on our brown suede couch. If I swept it one way with the palm of my hand, it almost blended in. I could squint and forget it was even there. But then a swipe in the other direction, and the stain reappeared, darker than I remembered, like I'd just fed it. Everyone had a different story about the stain. Simone said I'd pissed the couch as a toddler, after running free from our mother's bundle of towels just out of my bath. You went straight for the couch, stood right there on the armrest, grabbed your half-inch wang, and aimed, Simone said. I saw it, and Aurore and Jeremy, we never understood what came over you, Dory. It's like you were on a mission. It didn't indeed sound like me at all. First, the number of decisions that was implied, all of them transgressing my mother's law, running naked and barefoot on the cold living room tile, grabbing my penis in public, pissing on the couch. Add to that Simone's choice of words. Went straight, aimed, mission. Hers was the least believable story. Aurore and Jeremy didn't even back it up. Other stories of the stain incriminated my siblings in turn. Coffee stain, Berenice. Nail polish, Aurore. Jism, Jeremy. Tomato sauce, Leonard. Paint, Simone. Each initial stain was, in every account, made worse by our mother's attempt to clean it with unfit detergent. One story was actually based on the premise that there had been no stain to get rid of in the first place, that our zealous mother had just wanted to bring a new shine to the couch and had ruined it with a single spray of the wrong thing. The stain on the couch made me uneasy. It made me think I was the only one to notice things, to care. Why do you care so much about the stain? My mother once asked. And the thing is, I couldn't understand why no one else did. I loved my family, I believe. Even though I'd known no other and couldn't really tell, I thought they were all right, decent people, but oblivious. They got lost in their thoughts. They had no sense of the other, of anyone outside our family, sometimes even me. One point every story of the stain converged on. The stain was at the very least 9 years old. That was a long time to keep a stained couch, I thought. We were not poor. I knew we weren't poor, because we went to the beach every summer. And I'd learned in school, fourth grade, that being able to go to the beach was a privilege not everyone had. There had been a national campaign to raise awareness of children who didn't get to go away at all during summer. Our teacher, Miss Faux, had shown us clips of kids seeing the ocean for the very first time, thanks to the money collected the previous year by the Let Them See charity. Some of the kids in the Let Them See videos hadn't even believed the sea existed before. They thought it was just a fairy tale word, like magic wands or castles, one of them told the camera. Some of them were older than me. I remember one girl in the video, her name was Juliette, the caption said, who'd looked more happy about her little brother's walking on a beach for the first time than about her own discovery. She kept looking at him, his reactions. She barely glanced at the water herself. It had made me teary-eyed a bit. After the clips, Miss Faux had put a tin jar with the Let Them See logo on her desk and encouraged us to put whatever we could in it, even just a penny or a dime. It was important, she said, that we'd realize that the smallest of our sacrifices could make a big difference in another kid's life. A couple of the boys in my class had lied and said they didn't get pocket money at all and sadly could not donate to the cause. During break, though, I'd heard them talk about all the candy they'd buy later, and why should they pay for poor people's vacations anyway, and how those of us who gave money were suckers who fell into the guilt trap like shit into the toilet bowl. I'd put the whole of my monthly allowance in the Let Them See jar. I had waited for a moment where Miss Faux would see how much I tossed in, but either she didn't pay attention, or she didn't think my generosity was worth commenting on.